You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe. It's sure been a cold, cold winter.
My feet been dragging across the ground. Has it been a cold winter, or does it just feel that way right now? With all the wind and rain and slush we've had lately, I think many of us are ready for spring. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with our weather expert Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to talk about how this winter compares to the historical record. First, Cliff, let's hear your forecast. Are we going to have more wind?
Well, it's windy right now, and in fact, there are gusts to 30 to 40 miles per hour over some areas of Puget Sound, but the wind will be dying down as we get later into the afternoon. So it's been breezy. There's been a few power outages, not many, but you know, the strongest winds have only gotten up to about 45 miles per hour. So, you know, it's breezy. There's maybe a few branches down. But at the end of the winter, this kind of wind doesn't cause that much damage because a lot of the weak branches have already been taken down. So the low center that caused the strong wind is now moving into British Columbia. And today we'll have a few showers. The winds will be dying down. But, you know, nothing much in terms of precipitation. Highs are coming up. You know, after all the cold weather, it feels almost balmy outside. I expect 50 degrees in many places, even low 50s. Now, Saturday, unfortunately, another weather system is coming in. I know this is getting quite old. So it'll probably be dry when you wake up in the morning, but during the late morning and into the afternoon, a front will be coming in. So expect rain to start up. Temperatures will be on the warm side compared to what we've seen, you know, highs around 50 again, but it's definitely going to be raining tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. Right now, Sunday looks like the best day of the weekend. Amazingly, a ridge of high pressure will be building over the region. Temperatures getting up again around 50, but I expect it to be generally dry. So if you've been holding off without outdoor activity or gardening or whatever, Sunday is the day. And then next week, unfortunately, some other weather systems will be coming in, so it'll be back to normal. But we've definitely surged out of the colder temperatures into warmer for the weekend, and it'll be a mixed bag.
So warmer now, but you were telling me it actually has been colder this winter, and there's a headline in the Seattle Times today calling it severe. So how does this winter stack up?
Well, for those of you who are under, let's say, 30, 35, this was the coldest winter in Seattle you've ever experienced. What I did is I plotted up the average winter temperatures from December through February for the last 80, 90 years using a National Weather Service data set. And what I found is that for many places here in Washington State, this was the coldest winter since 1985. A few places it's 92, but for most of us, this is the coldest we've seen in 32 years. So that's impressive. It was colder back in the 70s, 60s, and 50s. They had some colder winters. But recently, you know, we've warmed up a little bit during the last several decades. This is the coldest year. In fact, there's a winter severity index. And according to that, Seattle has had a severe winter. And eastern Washington and into Montana has been extreme. And in fact, if you look at the temperature differences from normal, eastern Washington has been off the charts. The average high temperature this winter has been in the order of 6 degrees below normal. Here in the west, it's more like 4 degrees below normal. So that's pretty amazing, you know, to be consistently that much below normal. So it's definitely true.
Brr. What about snow? We've had more snow than usual this year as well, right?
Well, more than we've had recently. Compared to the historical averages going back 50 years, this has not been an unusually snowy year, but we've had very little snow here in western Washington. Eastern Washington, on the other hand, has been above normal. I mean, this has been extraordinarily cold, snowy period for eastern Washington, really the worst that they've seen in a generation. That's very true. And the reason we've had all this snow and cold is that the atmosphere has what we call a trough, a persistent trough of low pressure, has been sitting right over the northwest. And on the other hand, an area of persistent high pressure has been sitting over the Gulf of Alaska. And if you look at the atmospheric circulation all the way across the Pacific, it looks like this train of waves starting from the tropics has propagated into the mid-latitudes, causing this very unusual pattern to be extraordinarily persistent. And that is what's given us our very cold winter.
And yet, you told us last week that meteorological spring is here, so hopefully this cold is more or less done.
Right. Well, once we get past late February, the chance of getting the really big storms is over, you know, the big wind storms, the big floods, etc. And so I think that's going to hold. I mean, we had this little windstorm today, but it's really not much. But the chances of getting a really big event really are declining. And I don't see that in the weather maps for the next week.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.